It is a big challenge for me every time when I'm asked to preach the gospel. And I think for everyone it is a big challenge. And I was looking a little bit through the Bible, a little bit more, to see what God will put in my heart. And of course, as we heard last Lord's Day from Ralph, brother from Germany, Bible has lots of pages, thousands. We can decide from where shall we read. But the Holy Spirit put in my heart for this evening to read from Matthew chapter 19. If you like to open with me the Bible, I'll be very glad. It is on the page 1174. 1174. Matthew chapter 19, verse 20, starting with verse 27. Then Peter, answering, said to him, "Behold, we have left all things and have followed thee. What then shall happen to us?" And Jesus said to them, "Verily I say unto you, that ye who have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit down on his throne of glory, ye also shall sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold, and shall inherit life eternal. But many first shall be last, and last first." This is the main scripture which I want to read this evening. Of course, I will go through another scripture with you. It is not necessary to open the Bible, just if you like to follow me. But I was wondering very much. Peter and Lord Jesus, actually with all the 12 disciples, they had a private chat here. And I was looking in this text and I saw something very interesting, which I think it should characterize our life. Peter here doesn't speak for himself. He could say, "Behold, I have left everything." Yes, because he was speaking for himself. But no, he wasn't selfish. He was generous. He spoke for all of them, 12 disciples. And I was thinking, this is for the Christian. It is very interesting when we are all together, because we are not selfish. We live all together. And Peter expressed here something that the Holy Spirit put in his heart. It is the love of God to share with another. And he asked here, "Behold, we have left all things and have followed thee." And of course, after all this, it raises up one question. And I was thinking about the questions Brother Elliot told us two Sundays ago about some questions, and there are many questions in our life. And he said here, "What then shall happen to us? What then shall happen to us?" Peter knew that just Lord Jesus, he know what it will be happen with him and with the others. And this this chat, if I can say like so, which Lord Jesus had with his disciples, raised after they heard what Lord Jesus told to one young man, It was a very young man, and it says that he had lots of possession. If we read just, if we turn our page, just one page behind, in also in chapter 19, in verse 16, it says that, and the law, one coming up said to him, "Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have life eternal?" He was thinking that he needs to do something good. And I think in every heart, in our life, in every life, it raised this question, what shall I do to have life eternal? We have many questions in our life. And Lord Jesus, who knew this man very, very well, he told him what he shall do. I'm not going to read. You can read at home. I will challenge you to read at home all this text. But the way Lord Jesus spoke with this young man make him a little bit sad. And in verse 22, it says, "But the young man, having heard the word, went away grieved, for he had large possession." And as I said before, Peter spoke for everyone. He wasn't selfish. He was very generous. He spoke for everyone. And as we see in this to this young man, young, I can say rich man, he spoke just for himself. He said here, "What shall I do? It is just concerning myself. It is just about me." That's the world. They don't care about another people. It is, I want to have everything. I want to be the first. I want to be there. This was just a brief thing which I saw as I start to read this chapter. And obviously, when Peter and the others heard the discussion between Lord Jesus and this young rich man, the question raised in their mind, wow, what shall we do then? And I can imagine a little bit Peter. Everyone can have his own imagination. I imagine him that he came in front of Lord Jesus, what is to be with us? We left everything. I left my boat, I left my fishing skill, I left my parents, I left my family. We know that Peter was married, yes? And I did follow you. What it will be with us? If that rich man who tried to fulfill the law of Moses, he is not able to go in heaven, what it will be with us? Tell us. I'm very interested about this. I want to know. You may ask the same question. What it will be with me? What shall I do? I wanted to ask you, as this man has a large possession, I may not have a large possession like him, and of course I don't have. You may have, you may don't have. But what kind of possession, what thing it is in your life that keeps you away from Lord Jesus Christ? It is one of the questions. What keeps you away? Because as we saw here, the young man, he heard the word of Jesus, yes? You are hearing the word of Jesus now. It is the gospel. And he speaks to your heart. You may hear the gospel, and even though something in your life, something in your heart will keep away from Jesus Christ if you don't give up to that thing. I don't know what is. You know much better. I can see you. You can see me as well. But I can't see your heart. I cannot see what is in your life. But I can tell you something. There it is, someone who can see into your heart, is the one who made your heart. And here it is, his decision. I will open to the Bible, and my Bible, I said it's not necessary to open, just listen to the gospel if you want. And Psalm 14, David said, Psalm 14, verse 2, Jehovah looked down from the heavens upon the children of men to see. He's looking to see. He's looking to see every one of us. He's looking to see in my heart and in your heart. And it says so. He's looking to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. And in verse 3 says, they have all gone aside. They are together become corrupt. There is none that doth good. No one. There is no one who make something good. And this young chap, he asked Lord Jesus, what shall I do good to have eternal life? Life eternal. And David said, is no one who can do something good in his life. And it is not David's sentence, it is God's sentence, because he was looking from the heavens down on people. You may say that this was in a long time ago, Brother Daniel, you know, it was in David's time. I reckon at that time they were much better than we are now. It wasn't so much technology, it wasn't so. Well, the time passed by and God comes in Ezekiel in chapter 22. I will read another verse. It is long time after David. Long time after David. And he said, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the fence and stand in the breach for me, for the land that I should not destroy it. But I found, may I say, guess what? And I found none. It wasn't anyone. God look and he's searching for one man who can stay in the breach. Are you the one? Do you understand for Jesus? Do you want to come along? He's looking to you. He's asking you to come. He's asking you to come. He's searching. Even this night, I'm 100% sure he's speaking to your heart. You are the one. You are the chosen one. The same thing, the history repeats, yes? You may say also, okay, that was in the Old Testament. No way. We know very well the verse which Paul says. Romans 3, chapter 3, verse 23. For all sign and come short of the glory of God. All of us sin, yes? All of us sin, sorry, not sign. And come short of the glory of God. If you have just one sin in your life, this means that you come short of the glory of God. Did you lie one time in your life? Have you been afraid of your parents and you hide something behind and said, no, I don't have anything. But you kept strong in your faith. Oh, no, I don't have. But what do you have behind? Nothing. And when your father or mother took your hand, he found something. How many times did you lie to the teachers? I don't want to say more. Just one lie. It is enough to throw me in hell. Just one lie. Just one sin. But it says here, you see, dear friend, God doesn't let us down. God doesn't let us in the situation where we are. I was thinking this morning also, what could we do if Lord Jesus wouldn't come on the earth to die for us? will be away, as in Isaiah 53 says, like a sheep astray. But he came. God sent his own son to die for us, to die for me, to die for you. God gave. God love and God give. You believe and you receive. That's the word. And it says here in verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. I can say praise the Lord. I can say praise the Lord. There is light. Being justified freely. But as you know, and as I know, freely doesn't mean it wasn't payment over there. Somebody needs to pay for me. Somebody needs to pay for you. Because in Hebrew chapter 9 it says, without shedding blood there is no remission. Did you know that? In Eden Garden, when man sinned, you know, and I think you will learn something this night. When you sin, when you've done something wrong, you try to hide yourself. You don't want to meet so many people as usually. You want to go away a little bit away from your friends or from the one which you fall to. Adam and Eve, they try to hide behind the trees. What a childish behaving. They try to behave, to hide. And God just wanted to raise a question, another question. Where are you, Adam? Where are you, Eve? I can say this evening, where are you now, Daniel? And just put your name after, where are you now? Are you in the arms of Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you somewhere else? It was necessary that God took one animal and sacrificed, and blood was shedding in order to clothe them, to cover their body. We go to Abraham. God told him to take his son on the mountain Moriah. He took all the woods. The father has had the fire. And Isaac said, Father, yes, son, we have the woods, I carry them. You have the fire. Where is the animal to be sacrificed? Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. And he provided. One day, the other day, it says, John the Baptist saw Lord Jesus coming to him. And he said, behold the Lamb of God, who take away the sin of the world. God provided. Jehovah Jireh. He provided for you. He provided for me. Behold the Lamb of God. He came to take away the sin of the world. I want to know, and I'm wondering if he took your sins away. Are you 100% that the blood of Lord Jesus washed away your sin? What can wash my sins away? Nothing? Nothing. Indeed, nothing. But the blood of Jesus. What can wash my sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Freely, yes? Being justified freely. Being paid by the blood of the Lamb of the God. Do you have this Lamb? What thing in your life? What possession in your life even it is big, is not worth enough. Much more when it is small, it is neither that worth. To keep in your life, to be away from God. Don't let anything, but anything, to keep you away from God. He said, and I'm so glad, Lord Jesus is so clear. He's so specific in what he is speaking. Fantastic. Of course, he's God. He told that 12 disciples, you, when the regeneration will be, I will sit on my throne and you will sit, each of you, on another throne. Wow! That makes him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But he didn't forget us. We could say, well, they were Jewish. He promised just there to them. He spoke just about 12 disciples. What about us? We come like Peter. What about us? What it will be with us? And in verse, back to chapter 19, it says in verse 29, and everyone who has left, everyone, includes anyone, everyone includes embrace anyone and excludes no one. Everyone is means you and I. Everyone from here. Many more. Who have left what? His possession. Dear friend, I pray this evening to Lord Jesus Christ that you may see the Lamb of God hanging on the tree. I used to speak with my children when they were much little ones in Romania. They asked me how much Lord Jesus loved us. And I said, so much. So much he loved us that he stretched his hands on that tree. I would like you to see. Maybe you have something missing. Maybe you have possession, or maybe you have something missing. If we go back in history life to Abraham and Isaac, Father, we have everything, but it is not enough. We have the woods for fire. It's not enough. We have the action. We moved from our house to the mountain Moriah. It is not enough. We have something. We did work for God. We've done something. We carry all this. It's not enough. We have the fire. This means big action. It's not enough. Where is the lamp? Where is the lamp in your life? Did you took that lamp in your life? How much Lord Jesus suffered on the cross, we cannot understand. I'm thinking very often, and I would like you to understand this in a little bit from his love. If you will understand a little bit from his love this evening, it may save your life. Because he left heaven. And I'm thinking very often, he came from heaven to earth. What a place to come. If he went from earth to heaven, well, wow, that's another meaning. Everyone want to have a heaven in his life, in his family. Heaven. He came from glory to darkness. I cannot express how darkness God could see on earth. But he was prepared to take that way for you, for me. And not just he came from heaven to earth to tell us about God, to tell us about his love. He went and he was mocked. They mocked him. They smacked him. They beat him. They put a crown of thorns on his head. His face was full with blood. Just imagine a little bit, if you can imagine in your mind, seeing someone which is out on the street, beaten by someone, full of blood. Oh, you don't want to look at that. Some people, they even cannot look at blood. Lord Jesus was that way, much awful. And why he was that way? For you and me. And he said, and everyone who has left houses or brethren, and all this includes all their possession. Listen what he said. Shall receive hundredfold and shall inherit life eternal. There is no time this evening to speak about heaven. To speak about streets of gold which are in heaven. To speak about the glory and peace which is in heaven. I would like to make you jealous to want to go in heaven. I would like you to give just one idea. I read about Russia. You know, Russia, it was communist country, very communist country like Romania. But it was happening in Russia. Some soldier took some took 10 Christian, and the captain and another officers, they took them in a forest to shoot them, to kill them. It was a very hard winter, and as we have snow sometimes 1 meter, they put the clothes off from them, and they said, the captain said, who want to deny Jesus Christ will come here. They made a big fire. You can come to the fire. And he said, then you will go to your family. You will see your wife. You will see your children. You go back to your work. And you will be a normal man. So he promised. All of them, they said, no, we don't want to deny Jesus. Okay, then rise up. Stand up, and he gave order, shoot them. And they were the soldiers with the guns against them. One of these 10 Christians said, wait, I would like to go back. And while he left his hand up, and he said, I want to give up. I want to go back to my family. I want to go back to my wife. I want to see my children. You know what was happened? The captain, he saw 10 angels with a golden crown putting on the head of the Christian who were nearly to die for Christ. And one was just flying around. It is just the captain who saw this. And he said, give me that, I want that one. And he went in the row with the other 9. While the other one left the row. And the other soldiers, they said, are you crazy? We are going to shoot you. Why are you mad? He said, no, I saw an angel with a crown, with a golden crown. I want to have it. And he said, I'm ready to die for Jesus. Because I already have much more than I inherit here on the earth. And they, full of anger, they start to shoot all of them. He fall down in blood, but he went up in glory. What is in your life who don't let you to come to Lord Jesus? To have that crown of gold, to walk with Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Lord Jesus asked you to come. Everyone said, come. The hymn said, come. What does it stop you to come? The angel said, come. And you'll hear another time, come, my faithful. worker.
Come, and I will give you life.
May the Lord make in such a way to don't stop you anything, that wouldn't be anything in your life, in your heart, that will stop you to come to the Lord Jesus Christ for His name's sake. Amen.